The two female suicide bombers who struck in Moscow were reportedly recruited in Russia's Caucasus region, but militants bent on jihad are growing more and more skilled at casting a wide recruiting net. That includes using websites and social networks on the internet. That's how the Pennsylvania woman known as Jihad Jane was recruited. Reporter Susanna George examines how militants recruit online.
When Colleen Renee LaRose first started looking online for information about radical Islam, she most likely found a website like this one, alsamud.org.
So what you see, and what you see on all of these websites, is you'll get a banner up top.
Brian Fishman, a counterterrorism research fellow at the New America Foundation, scrolls down Alsamud's sleek English language homepage. There are neatly organized chat forums discussing issues from current events to religious doctrine. And fancy graphics advertise newly released propaganda and recruitment videos. This video was released earlier this month by Anwar Awalaki, a popular American Muslim cleric on the run in Yemen. He preaches violence as a religious duty.
All praise is due to Allah, and may peace and blessings be upon His messenger Muhammad, His family, and His companions.
This is the sort of thing that is designed to show a pathway to action. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create role models.
Jihadist sites are getting flashier because they have to compete for viewers just like any other website.
The message could not be any clearer.
Evan Coleman is with Flashpoint Global Partners, a consultancy firm that focuses on terrorism and security. He says Al-Qaeda and its ilk have learned that one of the most effective ways to recruit people in the West over the internet is to promote domestic jihad as exciting.
The message is that if you believe what Al-Qaeda believes, don't travel all the way to Pakistan to attend a training camp. Don't try to attend a front line in Somalia. Just do the work you can right in your own backyard, because that's what Al-Qaeda really wants you to do.
Coleman says the extremist online recruiting also plays on the possibility of becoming a celebrity.
There are a lot of susceptible people out there on the internet. There are a lot of people looking to become famous. And at least in the world of jihad, you know, this is an opportunity to become like the Bruce Springsteen of that universe.
And that's exactly what happened with Colleen Renee LaRose, Jihad Jane.
She literally has shed her real identity and instead adopted this virtual identity, this Jihad Jane avatar. And that's how you see the transformation of somebody who lives in central Pennsylvania into someone who seems to be a hardcore jihadi.
None of this is entirely unique to jihadist groups. Missionaries, cults, and gangs also offer the allure of being part of a community. Experts say what makes the pitches from international Islamic radicals unique is that they promote joining a cause more important than yourself or your country. But one of the strengths of online recruiting is also its weakness. The recruits rarely establish direct contact with Al-Qaeda. In the event that a recruit is captured, this keeps Al-Qaeda protected. But it also means the recruits can't be trained to carry out complex attacks. Brian Fishman with the New America Foundation.
In many cases, I think they don't know how to act on their own. I mean, they just don't know what to do. So, though this is a real threat, that threat can be easily overstated.
But while jihadists recruited over the internet are generally amateurs, they can still pose a serious threat. As one terrorism expert points out, it doesn't take a PhD to kill someone. For The World, I'm Susanna George.